The poet says, قال الشاعر إذا كنت في نعمة فرعها فإن المعاصي تزيل النعم وحطها بطاعة رب العباد فرب العباد سريع النقم. إذا كنت في نعمة فرعها فإن المعاصي تزيل النعم وحطها بطاعة رب العباد فرب العباد سريع النقم. What does the poet say? He says that if you are enjoying the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَرْعَهَا, protect it, because ma'asi, sins, become a means of your bounties being snatched away. Sins become a means of bounties being snatched away. And follow it up with the worship of Allah, because remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most quick and swift in taking His punishment. So what a beautiful poem, and the message that has been given, that we need to use the bounties of Allah in His worship. We need to use the bounties of Allah in His obedience. It is the height of ingratitude that we use the bounties of Allah against Him in his disobedience. And the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed us the perfect example in the Sahihain, in a hadith of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. She says, أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان إذا صلى قام حتى تفطر رجلاه. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would perform such lengthy rakats of salah that his feet would swell up. And Aisha radiallahu anha said, يا رسول الله أتصنع هذا؟ وقد غفر لك ما تقدم من ذنبك وما تأخر. Now, Nabi Allah, why are you doing this? Why are you doing this when all your past and future sins have been already forgiven? What is the answer of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He simply said, Ya Aisha, afala akuna abdan shakura? O Aisha, should I not be an appreciative servant of my Rabb? Should I not be appreciative to my Lord? What was he saying? The appreciation to the bounties of Allah is really to use those bounties for in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To use those bounties. And that is an important point, that the true appreciation of a bounty, شكر هذا النعم بالقلب والقول والفعل, that you need to appreciate the bounties with your heart, with your speech and with your actions. وَمَنْ يَشْكُرْ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ حَمِيدٌ. Allah says, whoever is appreciative, then it is for his or her own benefit. And if you are unappreciative, then Allah is dependent and praiseworthy. Allah says, and He instructs a Nabi, and He says, اِعْمَلُوا آلَ دَاوُرَ شُكْرًا وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. That, oh, the progeny, oh, Dawood and his family, be appreciative, and there are very few who are appreciative. In fact, Umar radiallahu anhu heard someone making a dua that, Allah maj'alni min al-qaleel, Allah make me from the few. He was wondering, what is this? And he asked him, who are you talking about? What's the few? And he said, the few are the appreciative ones. They are very few, and he quoted this verse, وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. So, if we'd like to perpetuate a bounty, then we need to utilize it in the correct manner. And that is by making shukr for it. And if we don't, if we utilize it in disobedience or in sin, then it will be taken away from us. Allah says, وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا قَرْيَةً كَانَتْ آمِنَةً مُتْمَئِنَّةً يَأْتِيهَا رِزْقُهَا رَغَدًا مِّنْ كُلِّ مَكَانٍ فَكَفَرَتْ بِأَنْعُمِ اللَّهِ فَأَذَاقَهَا اللَّهُ لِبَاسَ الْجُوعِ وَالْخَوْفِ بِمَا كَانُوا يَصْنَعُونَ. Verse number 114, Surah Nahl. Allah puts forth the similitude of the people of a village or a city, that they were in protection, they were in a tranquil state, their sustenance came to them with ease from all over, but they were ungrateful. They were ungrateful for the bounties of Allah. Allah made them taste irigab, of poverty, of fear as a result of what they did. Poverty and fear come over people because of what we do. That is what Allah says. The people of Mecca had so many bounties, but when they were ungrateful, فَكَفَرَتْ بِأَنْعُمِ اللَّهِ, when they were ungrateful for the bounties of Allah, what was the consequences? Poverty and fear, and that is constraints in our sustenance, as well as fearing all the time, whether it is the fear of poverty, whether it is the fear of our life, whether it is the fear of our property, whether it is the fear of the future of our children. This fear is a punishment in the sense that as a result of our disobedience, and therefore we need to utilize the bounties of Allah in His obedience. When we talk about appreciating the bounties of Allah, then it is for us to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is for us to thank Allah, and if we thank Allah, then Allah most certainly will appreciate it. Allah is shakur, that He appreciates. Remember, when it comes to mankind, then do not wait for the jazakallah. Do not wait for the thank you. Do not wait for appreciation, because man is by nature ungrateful. And if you do things for people with the hope that they will thank you one day and they will feel indebted to you and they will acknowledge you, then I'm afraid you will be disappointed. I'm afraid you will be disappointed, because man by nature is unappreciative. You do 100 good things, in the last thing you do, maybe consider something bad, and that is all they remember about you. That is the nature of man. Yet Allah, on the other hand, is such that Allah appreciates even the smallest sacrifice, which no one knows, it's just in your heart, and in that way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciates that, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward us for that. So it is for us to develop an attitude of gratitude. Develop an attitude of gratitude, be appreciative to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thank Him, utilize the bounties that He has granted you for His obedience, and do not be from those who are ungrateful and utilize the bounties in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.